Greetings from the Sisters of the Immaculate Heart of Mary of Wichita. Welcome to the third day of the 21st Annual Novena to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This year's theme is Walking with Mary on the Path to Holiness. Thank you for joining us. At the conclusion of this talk, I will lead you in our Novena prayer. Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Immaculate Heart of Mary,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It happened while at prayer. For her, prayer had become a habitual practice. Scarcely was she not in his presence. While traveling to the market or her daily visit to fetch water at the well, she kept herself in his company. In the eyes of her neighbors in the village, she wasn't anything exceptional, just one of the ordinary folk who did the daily chores of washing and cooking like everyone else. In the synagogue, the only attention she attracted was her pensive absorption in prayer. She was not distracted by the happenings around her, nor in vain curiosity did she move from the interior room of her prayer. It was as if she anticipated Jesus' teaching. When you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. She learned early on to safeguard her relationship with Yahweh with attentiveness and care. Without her knowing, he had created her for a particular purpose, and now the time had come. It was the sixth month and happened 80 miles north of where Christ would be born. God sent a messenger to announce his desire and plan for her to be the mother of the promised Messiah. The angel Gabriel came seeking her free will consent. We are relieved at her fiat, but it was no surprise to the Father. Wasn't she already disposed to do his will? Mary was ever mindfully aware of his presence and his boundless love for her. So we see Mary's life of prayer did not begin at the Annunciation, rather it only intensified. In a general audience of 2012, Pope Benedict, speaking on the Annunciation, said, "Mary is the creature who opened the door to her Creator in a special way, placing herself in his hand without reserve. She lived from and in her relationship with the Lord. She was disposed to listen, alert to recognizing the signs of God. She submitted freely to the word received. Mary trusts implicitly in the word that the messenger of God announced to her and becomes the model of all believers. How can we, like her, live entirely from and in our relationship with the Lord? I think the answer is contained in one word, love. Do I, like her, really believe in God's personal, intimate, and unique love for me? It was Mary's familiarity with his love for her that enabled her to do and endure all he asked of her throughout life. We were created to love and be loved. How can I truly love another if I do not allow myself first to receive it? Praying means accepting God's love trustingly. Praying is not first and foremost doing something for God, but primarily accepting his love, letting ourselves be loved by him. We find this hard to put into practice because we do not believe strongly enough in God's love. We often feel that we are unworthy of that love, and we are more centered on ourselves than on Him. This is our fallen state, but I'm convinced that if we go to our Mother daily, she will patiently teach us to gradually turn our eyes from ourselves to her Son. Is not the way to the heart of the Son through the Mother? Like waves that peacefully come to the shore, our Lord is continually inviting us to Himself. Have we not read or heard His words many times? Be still and know that I am God. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Come to me, all you who are labored and burdened, and I will give you rest. Remain in me as I remain in you. In the Gospel, St. Luke tells us that Mary kept all these things, pondering on them in her heart. She interiorly remained with the Lord. At the same general audience, Pope Benedict taught that this pondering means she kept together, pieced together in her heart all the events that were happening to her. She placed every individual element, every word, every event within the whole and confronted it, cherished it, recognizing that it all came from the will of God. Mary does not stop at a first superficial understanding of what is happening in her life, but can look in depth and attains the understanding that only faith can provide. Unlike we Americans, Mary does not rush through or gloss over events in her life. She takes them to her heart, where she thinks and prays about how God is acting in her life. How else could she have so readily pronounced her fiat within moments after St. Gabriel came to her? How differently we might see the world, our neighbor, and ourselves if we too took the time to see not just God's fingerprint in the events of our life, but His continual abiding presence with us. Perhaps Brother Lawrence, a 17th century Carmelite friar, can help us. He said, "The practice that is holiest, most usual, and most necessary in the spiritual life is the practice of the presence of God. That is, to take pleasure in and to accustom ourselves to His divine company, speaking humbly and conversing lovingly with Him at all times, at every moment, without rule or measure. And especially in times of temptations, sufferings, dryness, and self-disgust, and even infidelities and sins. We should apply ourselves continually to ensure that all our activities whatsoever are a way of holding little conversations with God, not studied words, but just as they come forth from purity and simplicity of heart. Everyone is capable of such familiar conversation with God. With all the COVID-19 restrictions and all the upheaval in our country, I've had to ask myself, what is the Father asking of me in all the whys and what ifs in the last few months? I believe He is asking me to really trust Him and to see with the eyes of faith His abiding presence in me, with me, and around me. Also, I need to make an active choice and beg our Mother for the grace to remember to live in His presence in a way that will deepen my relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is to live more in reality and walk with Him in life as Adam and Eve did before the fall." In his book, Thirsting for Prayer, Father Jacques Philippe wrote, "God is intimately present in every reality and desires nothing more than to reveal Himself, but He is a hidden God. He reveals Himself to us not through manifestations or compelling proofs, but through signs that are often unobtrusive clues, calls, arousing a free adherence of faith on our part. Simple as it may sound, every day is really a hide-and-seek day with God. We need to ponder, as did our mother, what gifts did God give me today? What is he trying to tell me through the readings at Mass and the people I encountered? How and why did I avoid him or put him off when I knew he was calling my name? God was present to me, but was I present to him or other things? The omnipresence of God implies that he cannot and does not ever want to leave me. From the beginning, he himself said, "It is not good for man to be alone." When we do feel alone, however, we need, like Our Lady, to enter into the temple of God that we are and allow ourselves to bond more deeply with our Creator. Saint Teresa of Avila said, "There is nothing more beautiful than a soul for the King of Glory in which to dwell. Learning how God dwells in the soul will give us great comfort and who he is and his plan for us." Is this not what Mary did when she pondered all things in her heart? Unlike his creatures, God is not bound by space and time. This is why I can teach my students that we can pray everywhere and all the time. I don't have to wait until I get to church or begin my adoration hour to pray. Somewhere I once heard or read, if you wait until you're on your knees, you don't pray very much. What would that mean for those of us who can no longer kneel down? If my memory serves me correctly, it was during my sophomore year of CCD or PSR class in which our teacher gave us all a letter that then affected me deeply, especially since I had little knowledge of our faith. There are, to this day, things that I carry with me from the words that I read. It reads, "Dear friend, how are you? I just had to send this letter to you to tell you how much I love and care about you. I saw you yesterday as you were walking with your friends. I waited all day hoping you would want to talk with me also. As evening drew near, I gave you a sunset to close your day and a cool breeze to rest you. Then I waited, but you never came. Oh yes, it hurt me, but I still love you because I am your friend. I saw you fall asleep last night and I longed to touch your brow, so I spilled moonlight on your pillow and your face. Again, I waited, wanting to rush down so we could talk. I have so many gifts for you. You awakened late this morning and rushed off for the day. My tears were in the rain. Today you look so sad, so all alone. It makes my heart ache because I understand. My friends let me down and hurt me many times, but I love you. I tried to tell you in the quiet green grass. I whisper it in the leaves on the trees and breathe it in the mountain streams and give the birds love songs to sing. I clothe you with warm sunshine and perfume the air with nature's scents. My love for you is deeper than the oceans and bigger than the biggest want or need you could ever have. We will spend eternity together in heaven. I know how hard it is on earth. I really know, because I was there and I want to help you. My Father wants to help you too. He's that way, you know. Just call me, ask me, talk to me. It's your decision. I have chosen you, and because of this, I will wait, because I love you. Your friend, Jesus." How can we cultivate such a relationship as this? I think an easy way to begin is to end our day thinking about all the various gifts, however small, God gave us. It could be as big as a promotion at work, compliments on a job well done, a special grace received at Mass, a beautiful rainbow, a tiny budding flower, or a smile on a baby's face. Not to mention all the things we take for granted, such as our daily necessities or the people we love. God is a giver of gifts. The more we become aware of them throughout the day, the more we recognize the hand of the Father. In response to her cousin Elizabeth calling her blessed, did not Mary sing her Magnificat? Her prayer came from the profound awareness and pondering of God working in and through her. Tonight, when we kneel down to pray, let us recall the various gifts and various and personal gifts we have received this day and see with Our Lady how the Mighty One has done great things for me. And now our novena prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, ever virgin, O heart most pure, most noble, most perfect image of the adorable heart of Jesus, we humbly entreat you to intercede for us and to obtain for us the favors we petition for in this novena, if it be the holy will of God to grant them, and if not, to ask for us whatever graces we most need. We desire by this novena,
which we offer in your honor, that you will always be, after the heart of Jesus, the object of our love and devotion. Through your immaculate heart, we offer to your divine Son all our thoughts, words, and actions of this day and all our days. We pray for Francis, our Pope, for our bishops, for our priests, and for the conversion of all sinners. We beg your powerful intercession for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Through your maternal heart, we ask God's blessings upon our families, upon all who have been good to us for the Lord's sake, for all the living and the dead who are dear to us, and for all for whom we have been asked to pray.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Immaculate Heart of Mary,
pray for us.
Refuge of sinners,
pray for us.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
May Mary's heart immaculate
be forever praised.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us. God bless you.